Greetings, beloved ones. Today I'm going to speak with you about a new reality. And we need to ask ourselves, what is new about the new reality? And the answer is everything. Everything is new. Why is it new? Because we're living in a perpetually new creation. And this time in our collective history is even more so. So to start understanding what's new about the new, we have to understand about creation. Creation is always creating. The divine manifestation of life as we know it, in time and space and on the earth, is always creating. And we, in this particular moment in history, are part of a leap forward in that creation, in that divine plan for the earth. We're part of a leap forward into a reality that's infused by greater light than has been present on the earth before. So those are the first two thoughts I want to share with you, that creation is always creating, and that light of a spiritual nature, is more present on the earth today and is bringing things forward in a more rapid way. So what does that mean, bringing things forward? Well, in order to answer the question, we need to look outside ourselves and inside. Bringing things forward means that each of us, as embodied souls on the earth, has more access today, because of the expansion of light, to our own inner being. We have more access. Some of us may not feel that at the moment, or some of us may not feel that yet, but the presence of our soul, the divine core of who we are, is more accessible to our embodied self than it has ever been before because of the expansion of light. Unknown to you, unknown to you, unknown to you, you are presently in your physical expression embodying more of your divine blueprint, your divine soul, your divine core, your higher self. All these are words for the same thing. How do we know this is true? That's a good question. How do we know this is true? How do we know what is true about reality? This is what is part of the new. That each person now, if they choose to, has a capacity to shift from the mind's knowing to the heart's knowing. From the mind that focuses on information, scientific proof, evidence, as a way of knowing what's real, to the heart's knowing of what's real. And the heart is connected with the soul. And so the heart communicates now more fully what is reality. What kind of world are we living in? And our hearts are beginning to tell us, us being all of humanity, more and more, that we're living in a world of the invisible as well as what's visible, as well as the invisible is infusing the visible. Now we know today there are many things going on that do not feel to us like they're heart-centered. We know that there are many things that are causing pain and distress for large portions of humanity. And so we can ask ourselves, how could it be true that divine reality is expanding, that creation is creating, that light is expanding, when all of these very difficult things are happening? I know that anyone whose heart is open to loving at this time feels the pain of human beings, and it exists in many places. And so we need to answer this question in ourselves to have some kind of understanding. If the heart is expanding, if the soul is becoming more manifest, if light is expanding, then how can these very difficult and painful things be happening? This is the answer, beloved ones. It has to do with how you hold, how we hold reality. When healing takes place, for us individually or for the world as a whole, things that are unhealed, that were compartmentalized, that were placed in some hidden place in our own consciousness, need to come up in order to be healed. They need to pass through our consciousness in order to be healed. And so the unhealed portions of ourself, the pains that we've carried or the doubts or the fears that we've had that we haven't felt ready to deal with, those unhealed portions of ourself now come forward in order to be dealt with by the power of light within us and by the power of love within us. There may have been a long time for each of us when certain things were not ready to come into our awareness. Now, with greater light present, we may experience things that are difficult that couldn't be faced before. This is a premise about creation creating, that the advancement of spiritual light is bringing forward within individuals and within the planet those things that are in need of healing, that have been deeply in need of healing and that were not able to be healed before. This is why outbreaks of negative emotions that lead to violence, outbreaks of harmful things that people do to each other, outbreaks of distortions about what constitutes love, these things are happening because of the healing process that light brings about. The unhealed portions of the mind, the unhealed portions of the unconscious mind, have to come into consciousness in order that light can expand and that people can embody more of their own soul's essence. We don't have to feel joyful about this. We have to feel compassionate about this. We have to open our hearts to the suffering that takes place in the world at the same time as having hope, at the same time as having confidence both for ourselves and for humanity, that suffering is an expression of a process, not an end point, but a process that's taking place as divine creation moves all things forward into greater light. Compassion is very important because we all exist in connection with each other. We are part of a unity. We are part of a oneness, more than a family. We know the expression of the human family, but this is more than a family. This is a oneness of being, so that no suffering that goes on any place is really separate from us. And compassion allows our hearts to know that we can relate to others while they're going through very difficult times and still hold hope and confidence that this is a time that is passing, that darkness will lead to greater light. We hold that hope for ourselves individually, and we hold that hope for humankind. Some of us may not be used to the language of light. Light is a spiritual energy that's part of the oneness. Light is the manifestation within time and space of divine intention. And so part of what the new is about, the new reality, the new understanding, is letting go of an idea of the world as solid, solid objects, solid events, solid anything. There is nothing, nothing, nothing in the world that's solid. Everything is energy. And we need to hold this as an understanding in order to know how spiritual light works. Because if everything is energy and nothing is solid, then everything, including our motivations, our emotions, our thoughts, events that happen outwardly, everything that appears to be just there, physical, is energetically transfused, transmuted by spiritual light. That's what's happening to us today. the motivations of people, the motivations of groups, the motivations of nations are being affected by the expansion of an energy which is light. Now, I'm going to point you in a direction here so that you can see a little more concretely how this works. All of us, I presume, are aware of what we have come to call the refugee crisis in Europe, in the Middle East, everywhere. And we are aware of the choices that nations are making between opening their borders and closing their borders. We hear a lot today in the news about decisions that individual countries are making about whether to let in refugees or not. This dichotomy, this dilemma about open and closed is part of the effect of spiritual light moving. Because the basic underlying issue is, are we one with all others, or do we need to protect ourselves from others? That's the basic underlying issue. Do we experience the reality of our unity and our oneness with others? Or do we have to make sure that we're all right, we being any nation or group, and let other people take care of themselves? So that question about human oneness is being played out now in the decision-making that individuals and nations are doing about open and closed borders. Here's another example. There are countries today, and the United States is one of them, but not the only one, where groups of people experience themselves as polarized, very far apart from each other. And often when this takes place, there's a violent outbreak between one group and another. Why? Because the emotion of feeling threatened has become intensified by the upsurge of fear in consciousness. Fear is an aspect of the unhealed portion of the self that comes up now in order to be healed. However, in some people who are vulnerable to the outer expression of fear in agitation or in anger or in violence, this upsurge of fear then becomes the source of violent conflict. So in a number of nations currently, and in the recent past, you have extreme polarization of groups going on that are extremely embattled and where it seems like there's no reconciliation possible. Here again, the upsurge of the energy of light, the expansion, is bringing about the greater feeling of threat, the feeling that self-protection is the only answer, and then those who are vulnerable become embattled and get involved with violent action. This has happened in Brazil. This is happening in the United States. This has happened in Syria. It's happening in many places where it seems like violence is the answer to fear. Violence is not the answer to fear. In some people, where the energy of darkness, opposition to love, a feeling of disconnection from the heart is paramount, is strong, then it seems like violence is the answer to fear. But there are many, many, many other people for whom violence is not the answer to fear. Unity is the answer to fear. And so, as I showed you, or I was trying to explain about borders and open and closed, polarization is an expression of an energy that is fear-based, where one group feels threatened by another group, and it seems like there's no way of getting together. The opposite of polarization is love, is unity. And hearts that are waking up are feeling dismayed and upset and wanting to change all those places where it seems like people of the same country, such as in Syria, also in Brazil recently, are fighting with each other, are in violent confrontation. There are many more now who feel that this is not an acceptable way of life. Many more. But because violence is so dramatic in our awareness and it's publicized so much in news media, we become threatened ourselves by feeling there are outbreaks of fear and violence all over the place and we don't see the love happening. Beloved ones, the love that's happening is in your own heart. It's in your own dismay. It's in your own compassion. And that's where presently you need to look, in your own heart. Your own heart that desires more love. Your own heart that can't understand why people who should be closer to each other because they come from the same cultural background are fighting with each other. Your own heart desires peace. Your own heart desires more love. And there are millions and millions and millions of hearts that are feeling that way and are extremely dismayed by the outbreaks of violence that are based on polarization and fear. This is the drama of the new being played out on the world stage and also within individual consciousness. The drama of the new is a healing drama, but what it looks like in the present moment is that it may be that forces of darkness are gaining in strength because they appear to be very strong. We need to have hope and understanding and compassion, all of that, to know that whatever is appearing to be the case related to the strengthening of violence or darkness, this is a temporary phenomenon brought about by the expansion of light trying to heal what needs to be healed. We need to have trust and hope and most of all, believe in our own hearts. Because in your heart, you feel, if your heart is open and if you're asking what you do feel, you feel more of a longing for peace. You feel more of a longing that people should come together in unity. And beloved ones, this is also part of the new. Longing is part of the new. Longing is a very important part of what's new. Souls that don't even have an articulated spiritual life, that don't have a spiritual practice, that may not use words such as I'm using about light and darkness, that may not feel that there's a divine plan that's playing itself out. Even if all that is not present, the longing in the heart is growing stronger. And you only need to ask your own hearts about this to know whether this is true or not. The longing is growing stronger for a world that's different. This longing is being activated by the soul, your soul. Your soul sending its message into your heart about what your soul and heart really desire in the way of life for all people. What do we do in the presence of longing? What do we feel about longing that seems not to be fulfilled right now? We trust it. We trust our own longing. We trust our hearts and our minds to think and believe and hope that longing is a good thing, that the power of longing brings about that which is longed for. And we also try to understand what I'm explaining about creation creating, that nothing is static, nothing is solid. And so everything that we see is energy in motion. Everything is moving. Life is moving everything forward. So in the presence of longing, we long. And if the longing is painful, it's usually painful because we've lost hope. We've lost hope that what we long for can ever be. That's the place where light is most needed, in the presence of the loss of hope. If you have a longing for something and you don't believe that it can happen, then you need to go deeper into your own heart's truth so that you can find the connection with light and renew the belief that it can happen. Because the belief that longing cannot be realized, that things are too far gone, that people have too much anger, there's too much hatred, there's too much violence, the longing that creates a different view and believes it's not possible, has lost its own anchoring in light. And so if your longing has done that, then you need to find the source again inside of you that has hope for yourself and for the world, because they're the same. Yourself and the world are responding to the same energy. Yourself and the world have hope that's inextinguishable because you're a soul. You are a soul, and the earth is a being, and the soul is meant to manifest on the earth, and the earth is meant to manifest in light. These are the principles of creation. You are a soul. You're here to bring forward your individual being, and that being has nothing to do with fear or violence. So if you have longing and you feel the pain of waiting for something that hasn't arrived, go deeper into your own heart. Go deeper into the place that's not your mind, that's not looking at the facts of how many people have died today at the hands of a suicide bomber, how many people have died at the hands of neighbors, countrymen, people that you would think would be respectful of the life of those that they've grown up with. Feel compassion. Pray for those who have suffered through such extreme losses of their families and of their children. Pray for those who are living with a sense of danger, with a sense of never being sure of safety. Pray all the time for that, for others. And at the same time, have hope and believe that longing is bringing about a different state of life. Longing is bringing about the ascendance of love for humanity's oneness. Acknowledge the places of pain. Acknowledge the places where violence is present. Feel yourself connected with that and anchor in the truth of light at the same time. It's very important to not be closed down to suffering. It's very important to not be closed down to the truth of your own heart. The facts of reality are not facts when we live a spiritual life. This is part of the new. We're living not in a solid reality, but in a divine reality. And so we have to redefine what a fact is. We can't take somebody else's word for what a fact is. Yes, we can know that so many people have lost their lives today or yesterday or even today in this country. We hear on the news today there's been more of an outbreak of violence. We can hear that. This is a fact. But the facts of what that means, we can't leave that to anybody else's interpretation. We have to have our own interpretation of what divine reality is and what it's bringing about. We have to be firmly planted in a reality that holds truth at its core, even if the outer facts, as conveyed to us by news media, by statistics, by anything, tell us something else is going on. Our heart's truth and our sense of divine reality needs to tell us something different. And so we need to redefine what a fact is. And especially at this time when polarization within this country and within other countries has gotten very strong, and it seems like it's not even conceivable how two opposing groups of beliefs or thoughts could bring people together in a state of unity. We can't conceive of it. We have to trust that this is so, because underneath the beliefs that are polarized is something that's deeper than belief, is a soul essence, the soul with which each individual being was created, which is deeper than whether you think this or that, whether you're in this party or in that party, whether you're voting for this one or that one. There's something deeper than what the mind thinks is real. So, this is a big step to redefine what reality is, to not accept anybody else's version of reality, to live with our own heart's truth in the face of facts, seeming facts, that seem to contradict it, to live with hope and trust in the presence of violence, to live with compassion in a place where pain is caused to us because we can't see how to alleviate the pain of others, to live with compassion for the others and for our own hearts, to live with trust so that we can wait in trust, so that we can wait for the divine unfoldment of the heart's truth and of the soul's truth. This is the new reality, the reality that is being created on a global level, and the reality that we're creating within our own hearts and is being created. Our soul is being brought forward to merge with our conscious experience. And as a result, we are capable of holding more steadfastly to the truth of our hearts, to the truth of love. But we need to do that without giving up, without withdrawing, without becoming afraid, just by being faithful to the deeper truth that exists, which is always there. You may not think it's always there, but it's always there. And if you think or feel it's not always there, then the answer is to go deeper. Because deeper is deeper than the mind. Deeper is deeper than your emotions. Deeper is deeper than any feeling you might have. Deeper is a state of being. And deeper in yourself, you will find the place of trust, because it's there, it's in your soul. So if you're in doubt, let go of your thoughts, let go of your feelings, breathe, ask to be shown how to go deeper inside yourself to the place of trust that's beyond any fact that anybody could present you with that contradicts it. In this way, each of us helps to create a new reality. We participate in it. We also remain anchored in it. And we promise ourselves to be faithful to the truth of our own hearts and souls. This is the new reality. It's in you and it's in the world. And we're creating it now and it's happening now. It's not happening later. It's happening now. Love is happening now. The expansion of light is happening now. The earth is changing now. It's happening now. May all blessings be with those who are suffering everywhere today, through the pain of violence, through the pain of loss, through the pain of tragedy that can come in so many ways. May all blessing be with those who are suffering and with all inhabitants of the earth. May we hear and everywhere be able to hold the truth of our oneness, bringing love where there was pain and bringing unity where there was division. We offer our blessings for all beings and for the earth itself. May all be blessed. Namaste.